But on the line we have a gentleman who yesterday shot the Ryman Lee Club Kingstonian by resigning, Steve Sedgley. Steve, good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry to see you go, sir. What was the circumstances?
Well, yeah, I've worked most of you over the last season. You know, this season it's been difficult. We're trying to get things done. And the bottom line is I had too many unanswered questions. You know, there was a certain instance last week that probably come out last week when my honesty was questioned. And for me, that was a right on the wall. I lost faith in some of the people that I was working for, and felt it was the right time to hand over, just let someone else do it. I basically had enough of not getting questions I kept asking answered, and you know, it was always this week, next week, and I'm trying to sacrifice myself and hope that things will get better for the players and the football club, because they deserve it, because they're a smashing bunch of lads.
How hard has the last 2 weeks been?
Not just the 2 weeks. It's been a hard all season trying to get things. You know, you're from the outside. Kingstown is a huge club, but at the minute it's nowhere near that. I understand that the current owners have things to do. They've got to run a business and don't want to get caught in before. But it's been very, very difficult. Without going too much into it, it's been very, very difficult. And I said certain things that happened over the last couple of weeks made me wonder: was it all worthwhile? And was I being or things being done right?
We, of course, because we don't have the Coslars on the line at the moment, want to start a slanging match. They're not here to answer. But, I mean, is it a hard job for them, or do you feel that perhaps, because it's the first time they've run a football club, that they have some serious lessons to learn, and that is your message as you leave?
Well, I understand football. Football's changed. The money's not there. And you know, I've never gone to Mr. Coslars for a lot of money, but it was a number of issues that were raised over the season. And I just didn't think the answer I was getting was good enough. I mean, you know, I found myself coming home and then up bringing me work at home and having rares at home, and I thought, well, this isn't right, you know. And over the last 2 weeks, the problem is that it's always been a part-time job, but I've seen it getting a problem every day and unanswered questions, and, you know, the fun was going out of it. And that's, you know, it didn't seem right to me. And it's a shame, but football moves on. The Kingstonian will always be there. It'll be bigger than Steve Sedgley, but these things happen in football. I'm a big boy. I'm okay about it, and I just hope they give the backing to Kim and sit back and don't lose him, because he's brought a lot to the club. He brought all the players to the club since I've known there. He's got a good track record, and without doubt he's a man to take it on. But whether he'll be giving that backing, I don't know. I mean, you'll hear stories saying it was a family problem that I left, but that's not quite the case.
You mentioned your honesty was questioned. Is that something you want to talk about on air, or are you going to keep that private?
There was an issue last week when news as does in football was leaked on our website. I wasn't to be. It was nothing to do with me, but you know, I found out that people questioned me whether it was me, and you know, for them to think that of me was a blow, and it was it was the icing on the cake for me, really. And I thought long and hard about it, but you know, and then the question didn't get asked this week, so I decided to step down and let someone else have a go.
Do you have anything lined up?
About 10 pints.
I'll rephrase that, Steve. Do you have any jobs lined up?
No, not at all. That's the thing is, they'll, you know, from the outside, they'll probably think I want to go somewhere else, but, you know, you won't see me taking another job. I love working with the players and the people I knew at Kingstonian Football Club. But these things happen in football. I'm going to take a little break from it now. Probably spend Christmas twiddling my heels like I've done today, but yeah, I'll survive, and we'll see what next season brings.
Finally, obviously you've learned a hell of a lot. Your first post as management, is that what you want to carry on doing? Are you looking to get back into the game, and is what you've learned perhaps going to be an asset for that?
I loved it. I enjoy every minute. I said to me, it was you know, coming from full time football, part time job. It was a hobby. It was a bit of fun, and I really enjoyed working with the lads. I learned a lot, and I made a lot of mistakes. But you know, as I said, when the fun starts to go out of it for certain reasons that you know will probably come out, then you know, you have to question whether it's right, and that's what I did. But yeah, they'll battle on. I'm sure they'll do well. They've had a great result today. You know, I still think they're in with a hunt. They just need a little bit more backing and a few things that, you know, hopefully that will be put right now I've left, and will make the club more stable, and the lads can push on for the rest of the season.
Steve, we appreciate you speaking to Southern Counties this afternoon. Thanks
it's
very much indeed.
It's been a pleasure, mate.
And good luck.
Thank you.